break into a little rock riff.
Yeah, right, right. That'll work.
Kind of hard not to, but
it really is. Alright, Wojtek, let's start with you.
Okay.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. Charlie Parker, like people like Max Roach and I'm trying to think of other Kenny Clarke, those guys were kind of listening to horn players and the kinds of acts accents and rhythms that they were doing, and then in turn, horn players start listening to drummers for rhythm. So it's always kind of a back and forth. And whenever he, yeah.
It's fun doing that, because I mean, do it by myself in the basement, it's less fun and get bored pretty quick.
Yeah.
Doing it here, you're forced into doing
That's
it.
That's true of a lot of things, doing it by yourself in the basement.
It's not nearly as good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how whether that's kind of correct or if I confused something, but I think I read or I heard about bebop, the bebop scale, is that a scale might have 7 notes, this would have 8, just
right.
to
so
actually have the rhythmic
the, right.
language, that division into 8 or whatever.
Right, I mean,
so
yeah,
that bebop 8, I don't know, it's like if you...
That's essentially what bebop language does, is it just allows you to land in the right place and to still have other passing notes fill in rhythmically what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just
yeah.
they had
that
just about the bebop scale, but you know, you just said a larger scheme, because a larger scheme is just not just the scale, but
right. I mean, you could kind of make anything into a scale if you wanted to. That's why I think the whole idea of having a bebop scale. I mean, yeah, you can use a passing note in one place, but you could call anything a scale if you wanted to.
Sure.
If it had 8 notes in it.
So I have a question about this song. You guys were playing it. It's sort of evenly. Da, 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 da. Everybody was kind of doing that.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just curious
instinct.
Which one it does.
Well, you have to... I think on the recording they actually play it straight.
Okay.
But in a lot of cases it feels... For some reason they can pull it off and still have it swing. yeah, it's weird in a way. But it makes sense to kind of syncopate it if you're just trying to kind of anticipate.
Okay.
Yeah. There are a lot of things that go into that.
It's weird just how incredible that album is. It's like
It really is.
You can't get tired of it.
No. Every time there's always new stuff in there to kind of focus on. I mean, I guess was it last week or 2 weeks ago that we just listened to this track for comping ideas? It's just incredible. The amazing thing also being that it was a year after Giant Steps, something which is one of the most technically advanced albums out there, at least at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then Miles went back to doing this.
Simple, but
just really...
Totally fucking amazing.
Yeah, pretty much. Right. That's very, very well put. let's do one of those Latin tunes. What are we doing, Corcovado or Quiet Nights of Quiet Stars?
Yeah,
why don't we do that one? Get the bossa nova happening. This goes through a lot of keys. It's an interesting thing. So, Goody, you got an Audi?
I don't.
Or...
I can do it.
Or you.
I can do it.
Okay.
I just think I have... what's the song after Freddy the Freeloader on that album? Because I think it's going through my head now. And it's kind of got this...
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it's a different album I'm thinking of.
The Flamenco Sketches or something like that?
No.
I don't know. Yeah,
it's like my head immediately went to like
for
next
track.
Right, next track. Right.
No, I almost don't have the. I didn't bring that.